This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, on the air for a bit of information. Remember, information is not insight. Insight is what happens with you once you get the information. So we have our insights. We have our commentary, our opinions on the stories. You have yours, and you can share them with us if you want, either on Twitter. Somebody said to me the other day, why don't you take calls? And I have found, especially at the hour that we do this program, that people are very busy. They're on their way to get to the next point in their life.
Work or taking kids to school.
Yeah, and the quality of the calls diminished over the years. And I just thought, you know what? It's better for us to just say what we're thinking and get people, if they have time to respond. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. Facebook is a good way. Facebook.com/DJB Show. Help yourself to that. A lot of people on the West Coast always wonder whether this is going to be the big one. The earthquake early warning system has been set up. How's that going to work? I'd be interested to have Jennifer. Let's call. You want to call Jennifer?
In Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Sure, yeah. She'd love that.
Yeah, of course. Because, well, you know what time it is. It's time is it in Hawaii? It's a little
aren't they another
little,
5 hours behind L.A.,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, yeah.
So, yeah, she would really love that. She's
love
probably
that.
Just going to bed.
3 hours, yeah. Okay, Governor Newsom has announced a system. How does this system work? Do you look at the system? It's called My Shake.
Which is a stupid name.
It is.
It's an app. Yeah, so it's a smartphone app called MyShake. So it has it combines the app with the traditional alert and warning delivery methods. And so what happens is the system uses ground motion sensors located across the state to detect an earthquake before humans can actually feel the tremor. And from there, the computers identify the location and the strength of the earthquake and send out alerts through the app before anything serious starts happening. That's the idea of it. We'll see if it actually works. But so the alerts are sent out through the MyShake app. It's a wireless system. It's similar to like what they send out Amber Alerts on. And so the speed of the alert will depend on a person's distance from where the center of the earthquake is. And they say that the thresholds for an alert are an earthquake of a magnitude 4.5 and shaking intensity level of a 3. So a 4.5, I've never been in an earthquake, but I'm guessing a 4.5, you could probably feel that on the street.
Yeah, you can feel it. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, not like, it, not, you know, stuff isn't falling over probably, but at 4.5, you'd probably feel that. Officials say that they hope that this advance notice gives people the opportunity to take life-saving action before the worst of the shaking begins. And the reason they just unveiled this now, they have been testing this app, which I think Jen already has, but it didn't really work. They unveiled this. It's the 30th anniversary of the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, and that was in the Bay Area, left dozens of people dead and caused billions of dollars in damage.
It's the continental shelf, but the West Coast shelf. And the way the Earth works, it's constantly changing. The subsurface, if you will, that which is under the top surface, that is what's below ground a mile or two, as there are various layers. If you look at the context, the Earth has a lot of different moving parts to it, and one of the things that causes the most problem is the movement of the shelves underneath the surface of the planet. That's why you look at old, the science of discovering what the planet used to be like as it grew from the gases to become a solid and a liquid 5 billion years ago, and the outer core of it, the inner core, and then the outer shelf. And if you look at what science thinks the planet looked like, as it became more of a mass of water and land, Africa and South America were together, for example. And parts of, if you look at the shoreline of England and the coast of Nova Scotia and southern Greenland, looks like the same. So all that stuff has moved apart over the billions of years of the planet, and you don't think it just smoothly moved? No, huge disruptions. And so that's why, you know, people make a big deal out of it because they're people.
Yeah. But you know, it always kind of amazes me, having grown up at the shore, you know, hurricane, we're pretty good now at predicting hurricanes, when they're going to hit, when they're, you know, things like that. But, yeah. And all types of other natural disasters are, I feel like we have warning systems in place, but yeah. Earthquakes really don't have.
Well, there's no warning.
Never. Yeah, there's never really been
any way to predict it. Watch the seismology of what happens a little bit. Sometimes the movies depict it somewhat, but it's almost impossible to tell what's going on. Speaking of movies, we're into the season of horror, Halloween. And there is a scientific overview of homes on the, not just in America, but pretty much around the world. And the spirit of Halloween, I thought we'd spend a moment or two talking about, you know, we think ghosts are just a hallucination or, you know, it's just a power of suggestion. But there's a lot of scientific research that has gone into, in the last year or so, the real stuff of horror. A home in Jefferson City, Missouri, for example, was rented to a couple as an Airbnb, and in October of last year, instead of renting it out, it's called Hobo Hill, by the way, 5,000-square-foot house. And there had been some homeless people living in it, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every night at 11:15, they heard the same sound. So they brought in, you know, at first people said, you're making that up. But they brought in those sound detectors.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and it was the energy in the house changed. It was very aggressive, and the family was scared to the point where they moved out. And so, you know, you look around. I was looking for a couple of other examples of this ghost showing up in a bar, and the guy they measured. Yeah, I know.
Sounds
exactly.
Like the beginning of a joke, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A ghost walks into a bar.
Yeah, and they did some measuring. I've told you the story before. My father's presence in our old house. And somebody got a picture of him, a
really?
Guy that I know. Yes. Yeah. This is not stuff. This is
you
not.
You still have it? That's amazing.
The man has it. The guy didn't take it because it scared the willies out of me. I'm looking at this picture, and the closet opens, and you can see the outline of my father in the closet.
And you recognized it as your father?
Yeah.
Or did you just guess that it would
no,
be?
No, no. It was, you know, you could tell. It was the outline
wow.
of my father. Yeah, exactly.
Wild.
So
I love that.
I love all things
paranormal.
I know you do. That's why I sort of was telling the story. There's one, America's supposedly most haunted houses in Baton Rouge. The couple that owned it, Brandon and Taryn Hunt, visited a plantation known as one of the America's most haunted houses, and it was a bed and breakfast in the 1800s. And there's a slave girl named Chloe, who was photographed there. Now, remember, she was in the house in the 1800s. A picture of her was taken in 1992 in this house in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
All right. So I'm just going through. There's a Market Basket employee here in New England who claims that one of the ladies, an older woman who worked in the grocery store a number of years ago, came back. Wilmington, Massachusetts. And a lot of these people, some of the folks that you hear interviewed or see interviewed, are ghost skeptics. And maybe that's why they're visited by the ghosts, because the ghosts want to prove a point. What do you think? So do you believe, yes or no? Ghosts, yes or no? Are there really
100%
beings?
Yes.
That exists. Carry
well, think about it. It's basic physics. Energy cannot be created
right.
or destroyed. So
yeah.
that's like 101. So I don't. Yeah, I mean, it totally stands to reason that we leave imprints and traces of ourselves behind, and that never goes away.
I'm looking at a picture right now taken at a house in Colorado of a baby who died walking down the driveway. This woman takes a picture of this baby walking down the driveway. And you can see it. I mean, it's not...
Wow.
A lot of the old... Back in the day when there was the Weekly World News, they had these phony stories about, you know, creatures from other planets and stuff, and they looked phony. They were the equivalent of Photoshopped at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I think if you don't believe in ghosts, goblins, or spirits... See, I believe in spirit. I believe in life after death. I believe that there is energy, as you just said. Energy, Einstein proved that. That there is, you don't, energy doesn't go away, it just takes different forms.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so, what I'm saying. That's rule number one.
It's, yeah.
Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's just the energy is always there. It's yeah.
There. Yeah, right. So there are all kinds of stories and age of people that, that you know, just it comes out and you look at it and think, okay, there's not much you can do about it. It's good conversation, but that's about it. Not going to. You're not going to escape. Who is the world's most beautiful woman? We will tell you who that is after this.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopWoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopWoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so who is Mirror, Mirror on the wall? Who's the fairest of them all? The most beautiful woman, according to Science Magazine, is none other than another Kardashian, not a Kardashian, but somebody who comes out of the same mold, as far as I'm concerned. Bella Hadid. There are the Hadid sisters, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many
Bella
are there?
Bella and Gigi are two of the highest paid models in the world. Right. And their mother, Yolanda Hadid, is on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, I think. Yeah. She was also a former model. But right. This is interesting. So the reason that Science Magazine is reporting this is they call this the Golden Ratio of Beauty Phi Standards. And according to this report, what they do is they take measurements of women's faces. And so they took a number, and then it's based on, this is kind of crazy, but the Golden Ratio of Beauty Phi defines beauty in accordance to classic Greek calculations and measurements of facial proportions. So that originally were done by Greek scholars. And so Bella Hadid apparently has a score of like almost 95%. Beyonce took the second spot, and Amber Heard was third, and Ariana Grande was fourth.
I think you two are more beautiful than she is.
Thank you.
There.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The story is called Happy and Sad. This is Kacey Musgraves. She is starting our musical portion of this hour on the DJB program with a focus on actually a number of music festival components or entrants or participants. Weeks after debuting high-resolution music streaming, Amazon is going to put on a music festival with Kacey and Beck, the Foo Fighters, Anderson Paak, Leon Bridges, Churches, and Brandi Carlile in the desert outside of Las Vegas. Why would anybody want to go to the desert outside
it's
of Las Vegas?
The Las Vegas fairgrounds there.
I might go to the desert to see this lineup.
I would love to go to the desert.
One.
Yeah.
Amazon says, so Amazon's getting to the concert business now too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something
it
new for them?
So.
Music?
Oh yeah, this is definitely new. This is a first for them.
Full lineup for Intersect, that's what it's called, Intersect, music and technology that takes place on the 6th and 7th of December in Las Vegas. It's a two-day event, obviously, 6th and 7th. Thanks, Doug. You figured that out on your own, did you? Yes, I did. Thank you. Festival also includes a video arcade, a million square feet of games and activities, a post-apocalyptic, say it again, Doug, post-apocalyptic dodgeball stadium.
Huh? Who came up with that idea?
What is
I don't
that?
Know. But it still sounds fun.
It's got 200,000 balls.
Well, that's the ball pit. That's the mega-sized ball pit, yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's a separate thing from the dodgeball stadium.
Big
light
show.
Imagine what kind of diseases you could get in that ball pit.
Oh, great.
Ew,
festival
gross.
Has booked headliners to rival Coachella and some of the other sort of late fall, early winter festivals. And let's see, they got well. What they're doing is
South by Southwest has
technology.
Kind of done that. Yeah. South by Southwest has mixed in some other stuff beyond music recently.
Yeah.
They've mixed in films, some technology stuff, TED Talk style things.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
Amazon's kind of taking a page from them.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as a new idea, Victoria.
Nope.
But he's always got something
but
else.
This is a, but one thing that is different, though, this is similar to a Coachella where, like, the musical genres are all mixed up. And so you've got Casey Musgraves, who's country, and Foo Fighters are hard rock, and Leon Bridges is R&B. And, like, they've got a big mix of stuff, which is kind of cool. So they're doing it right, I think.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story of that music festival from Amazon. Also on our musical focus here in this hour is Liam Payne, who has dropped an acoustic version of a new single called Stack It Up. What do we think of this? Let's listen.
So if you want to stack it up, man, you got to work for it.
So he sounds just like somebody else to me. Who does he sound like? Not Bruno Mars. It's
no,
but it's something. He sounds just like
another pop singer.
He kind of does sound to me. He was great in the group, but he's a little generic for me.
Yeah,
he was in One Direction. I don't know. Liam Payne has a good singing voice, but he's dropped a few singles since One Direction ended, and I just wish that he would write something a little bit more original. I mean, I think Ed Sheeran helped write this one, and he's kind of good at churning out kind of generic pop songs, even though I really like him. That's what he's good at. But I don't know. Stack It Up, Strip That Down. Like, all Liam Payne songs are kind of boring.
He also has a...
Sorry, Liam.
This song is... what is this song a Boogie with Hootie? What is that?
He's a rapper. Boogie with Hootie.
I left that there just because I wanted to hear Doug on a Friday say Boogie with Hootie.
Okay. All right. So I guess we've taken care of. There's another song called Polaroid with the Jonas Blue and Lennon Stella that is around from this guy. So that's the music.
Better.
All right. Thank you very much. At 28 past the hour on the DJB program, I can pronounce that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Gunfire and shelling are reportedly continuing in northeast Syria. One day after Turkey agreed to a temporary halt to its military campaign against Kurdish forces there. Announced by Vice President Mike Pence as a ceasefire after meeting with the Turkish president, Turkish officials refer to it only as a pause in the fighting. It's supposed to give the Kurds, former U.S. allies, 5 days to pull out of the region. Much of the Gulf Coast is under tropical storm warnings again. Here's correspondent John Hunt.
Moving off the eastern coast of Mexico, the low-pressure system was expected to develop into a tropical or subtropical system by the end of the day Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center.
After weeks of denying reports he was going to, Energy Secretary Rick Perry has resigned. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Victoria.
Hi.
Hi, Kara.
Hey.
Hey. Hey there. Hi there.
Howdy.
There. Howdy doody. All right, we got another half hour of conversation here on the DJV program. I was thinking about how intellectually stimulating we are, if you don't mind me saying so much.
And we're also very humble.
Yes, I'm smart and all that good stuff. All right, so as a former UNORCer, what's going on with the plan to close Rikers, probably the most famous prison in America, thanks to the Law and Order series? Everybody goes to Rikers.
Is San Quentin still open?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
So
I think it is still open. Yeah, yeah. Like Leavenworth and some of those old...
Yeah, yeah. I'd put Rikers probably up there with San Quentin and in terms of currently open and operating prisons. So this has been a conversation that New York City lawmakers have had for a really long time, the idea of closing Rikers. I don't actually know why they want to, but they are going, the New York City Council is bringing this to a vote, and they want to close 8 jails on Rikers Island. So Rikers isn't just one prison, it's actually an entire island of prisons. And it is, you can see it from the FDR. It's a stone's throw from Manhattan, and it's where it's a maximum security prison. But the odd thing is, because it has all these different levels of jails on the island, they have the maximum security, then they have, you know, like where, then they have the people who have $100 worth of weed charges, they're in a separate part, and so it's a very complex system on one island. And it was built in it was opened in 1935.
Really?
And it holds pretty much every incarcerated person in New York City and the surrounding areas.
Famous. Bad guys. A lot of famous bad guys.
That's true as well. Yep. Uh-huh. So the council, they say, is expected. The rumor is that it's expected that they will approve an $8 billion plan.
Woo!
That will close 8 jails on Rikers and then build a system of smaller borough-based jails instead. So supporters of the proposal say
spread
that
the
smaller
bad guys around.
Exactly. Yeah. So the supporters of the proposal say the smaller facilities will be safer, more humane, and easier to manage.
I got an idea. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Just a second.
Okay.
Instead of building all these new prisons, let's take 4 floors of every Trump Tower in the New York area and put the bad guys in there. What do you think of that for an idea?
Wow. Love to know what Trump would think about that.
Yeah.
You know, he's
how about that?
Yeah. Big on prison reform, right? I don't know.
Send them to the Trump Tower.
Yeah. So
well,
they say
the old days in England, when you sent somebody to the tower, that was the end.
That was
so maybe you send him to the tower, Trump's tower, instead of
that. So they say that obviously people who are opposed to this are the locals. They argue that new jails are going to hurt the quality of life and the value in certain neighborhoods. Others say that they are worried that there isn't enough space to house the inmates in and around these neighborhoods. And if the city's crime rate goes back up after decades of falling, then people are really going to be unhappy with that. So obviously Rikers has been a constant source of controversy for New York City. Brutal conditions, violence, all kinds of stuff, and it's old. Like I said, it was opened in 1935. It is so old and run down that a lot of people have. I don't know. I think it might be better to just rebuild the prison on Rikers Island instead of trying to spread everybody around to different neighborhoods, because that sounds.
All right, who do we talk to about our idea? Who do we call?
Well, I think your idea about putting prisoners in Trump Towers, I don't know who would take that call. Maybe Jared Kushner?
That's it. Call up Kushner. The story of the settlement with General Motors has gotten a lot of ink and attention the last 24 hours. The example that I'm looking not just at General Motors, but at all of the other companies that are being affected by this, because this usually General Motors sets the standard. UAW, I don't know if you saw this or you heard it. I was listening to the business report last night coming back, and they're all going to get $11,000. All the strikers got $250 a week. That's what you get as union pay, strike pay, which, of course, you're not going to be able to do anything with that. I don't remember this happening before. It may have. Somebody will tell me if I'm wrong. There'll be a comment posted someplace. But I believe this is the first time this sort of thing happened in mass. All of the strikers, if I understand correctly what I heard, get $11,000 as a bonus, kind of. And then there's a pay increase. And there's, it's like everything else that goes to mediation. The strikers don't get everything they want. General Motors doesn't get everything they want. General Motors wanted to close all. This is the PR of this is a nightmare for GM. General Motors and Ford, more than Chrysler, but Chrysler to a limited extent, they were born in Michigan. They have roots in greater Detroit, and yet they want to close all the plants that are in Michigan. And that really, that was probably more the cause of the strike than anything else. And so they agreed to keep one plant open in Detroit. But I don't understand what they do with all these. There's a huge automotive plant in Framingham that was built in the 1950s. General Motors built a BOP plant, Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac plant here, and had 1,800 workers. The thing ran 24 hours a day. And it just, but yet, they closed it because they couldn't agree on taxes. So the building sat empty for a long time, and now it's a big, huge auction house. But there are those buildings all over the place. Why the hell don't they fix them up instead of building all these new plants? I don't, I never understood that, frankly.
Sometimes never it is cheaper to just take a bulldozer to
it. But is that all it is, though?
Up.
Is about money? I mean, some
well,
of these.
Yes, it's business.
Old,
it's capitalism.
I don't know. I just, some of these old buildings are just very, very classy. So they. You know, and there was something in the settlement about women employees. I don't know how that, what that happened. I didn't get that. I don't remember that enough to do anything about it other than say, glad it's over. Let's keep moving. This is the DJV program, speaking of moving, at 41 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins hosts INSP's first ever cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. 12 modern-day working cowboys, both men and women from across America, compete head-to-head to win this six-episode week-long event. Contestants put their diverse real-world cowboy skills to the test in team challenges that determine how well they work together and individual challenges that prove who can rise above. The danger they face is real. The stakes are high. In the end, only one will ride off a winner, earning the coveted Ultimate Cowboy belt buckle and a prize of a lifetime. We spoke with Trace Adkins about this exciting new series.
I think whoever wins absolutely is going to change their life. It will change anybody's life. For some people, to suddenly find that they're saddled with a herd of 50 cows. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Put them in the backyard? You know. But most of these people are ready and equipped. That's the point of the whole show, to win this competition, change their lives. I absolutely would have made a good contestant. But you should have got me 30 years ago. I probably would have taken the cattle home, but I'm where I should be now, on the sideline, cheering them on.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins on his new INSP Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Monday, October 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at INSP.com or UltimateCowboyShowdownTV.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Adam Burns is with us on the DJV program, the sports book manager for BetOnline.ag, which is headquartered up in Montreal. Are the Canadians more likely, I don't think I've asked you this before, but I think it's interesting because sometimes Canada is considered more progressive in many ways than America is. So does that mean that sports betting is more exciting, there's more opportunity, or does it make a difference whether you're in Montreal or Michigan?
I would say that lately, the last year or so, the U.S. has sort of progressed in this area of sports betting. Obviously, in Europe, it's and Asia, it's absolutely huge, and you can bet on things, you know, at your local corner store. I would say the U.S. is catching up, but Canada is pretty open to this sort of thing. And like we've talked about before, you can pretty much bet on anything.
Yeah, right. BetOnline.ag. Okay, so the biggest bets this weekend are going to probably be in the world of baseball. There's always a lot of betting on football, but baseball, because the World Series is coming into focus, and there are a couple of surprises. So how does that, and how far out, by the way, do people bet on things like the, when the season begins, or maybe even last year, were people betting on who would be in the World Series this year and what team would have what average? Does it go back that far or out that far?
Yeah, we literally, the day after the World Series is over, we'll put up next year's odds. obviously, there'll be some trades and some, you know, some free agents that might switch that a little bit of what odds we initially put out. But we literally do it the day after for every of the major sports. And people bet on it right away. You'll see a lot of money come in right away. And then it kind of dies off. And then before the season, then you see another influx of money coming in on, you know, odds to win the World Series or the pennants or the division, season win totals and all that sort of stuff that we put up.
All right. So when you take a bet, let's just do, we go to betonline.ag and we're going to bet on a baseball game or a football game or whatever it is, whatever the thing is, you bet on anything. Do you actually have the money, or is it like the bank is a piece of paper that says, or maybe a credit card? How is the money really there, or is it an account that shows I have this much of a balance on paper? How does that work?
Yeah, you have to fund your account before you make a bet. So there's different deposit methods, whether it's credit card or Bitcoin, stuff like that. And then once it's in your account and it's approved, then you can bet on whatever you want. Then you can withdraw through those same methods. And we're, you know, it's all legit. I mean, we're not, we've never not paid anyone out type of thing. So
that's good to hear.
A lot of people have, you know, they're worried about that, but it's such a big business these days in this day and age that, that it's all legit. And I mean, as long as you get your money in, you can get it out just as easy.
So do people use credit cards? Is that how they get the money in?
It depends where you are, and you know, we're worldwide, so there's different deposit methods everywhere. But we have, you know, a team that helps people with that if they want to know, you know, information, the best way to or the fastest way to get it in and get it out.
So is this sort of like a margin account? If you are buying stock, sometimes depending on your credit, you can have a margin account in addition to whatever is in the regular account. Can you do that at betonline.ag?
At the end of the day, you can basically put in as much as you want and bet as much as you want. So obviously some sports will have higher limits than others. Obviously NFL, the biggest is sort of the biggest one. But when you get down to the smaller sports, there might be a little less, you know, if you're betting on Dancing with the Stars or something like that, you have a little bit of a less limit on that sort of thing.
All right, what's the biggest bet that's ever been placed on anything at betonline.ag? Is there a cap as to how much you'll accept?
We're pretty open to taking, if we feel the line or the spread or the odds are solid, we're pretty open to taking a lot, especially stuff like the NFL and the main sports, you know, NBA, MLB. We'll take, you know,
million?
Five figures on it. Easy.
You won't take a million, though. You do five figures, so up to 90,000.
A million would have to be, the problem is with a million is someone has to get a million into the site. I don't know how many people can get that in that easily. But
I just wonder how crazy people are sometimes as they bet. All right, Adam, good info. Adam Burns at the betonline.ag website, sports book manager for betonline.ag.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
It's the Nickster, on with the Dougster. It's the DJV program, our focus on CAS, Automotive Excellence. Our auto expert, who's an expert in excellence, is Nick Miles, who's here to enthrall us with his knowledge. I expected you could probably star as one of the people in the Ford versus Ferrari movie. I'm trying to figure out that concept. What are we being led to believe about this? Is it just fast cars and fast women, or what is this movie? God, something wrong.
It's actually, first of all, I don't know why anybody would pay for therapy when they can come on a DJV show.
That's right.
So much better when you introduce me in the morning on Friday morning. Ford versus Ferrari, sort of the tale of Cal Shelby and how Ford basically put it to Ferrari for half the price, twice the speed. A good American story about how the Italians owned the race course and Cal Shelby showed them, basically. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'll show you guys, and so he did. Speaking of Ford, they're introducing a new bunch of SUVs at the Specialty Equipment Market Association. Is that like new cars for cops and stuff like, because all the cop cars now are Explorers, right?
Yeah, well, it's a show. So the SEMA show in Vegas, which happens just around Thanksgiving or just before Thanksgiving, is a show where They basically show off all the things you can bolt onto your car and do to your car after you've purchased. So they're not trying to sell you a new car, but they're trying to show you all the cool stuff you can do to your car to make yourself look unique. Paint colors, bumpers, accessories, tires, wheels. It's kind of the big show for those guys that like to tune their cars. And Ford, of course, have had a little trouble with people finding their vehicles sort of mundane, so they're taking their SUVs onto the floor, especially the brand new Escape, and they're going to show you what it'll look like with souped-up engine, wheels, new fenders, black hood, air scoops, retuned, and all that stuff. So if you imagine that you're a race car driver on the way to work in your mundane SUV on a Monday morning, then Ford is trying to show you that. That doesn't have to be the case.
I went all out. I have black wheels on my Range Rover. Am I pretty sporty because of that?
Yes. Yeah. You're actually ahead of the curve.
I
have black wheels on my cars, too, because that's the thing. Black
that's
and bronze
it.
Are the new color for wheels this year. And, boy, Doug, your car looks sexy.
Of course it does. And, by the way, I just bought a Massey Ferguson 1100 tractor that has a turbo on it. So it has 125 horsepower. How fast do you think I could probably take on one of your... Maybe let's you and I should have a race. We could have a tractor race.
I'll be sitting there on my riding lawnmower, and you'll be sitting there your turbocharged tractor, and all I'll see is your dust, I guess.
That's right, you're right. Or my exhaust, one or the other. So the Dodge Challenger, which has been a part of the Dodge line for a long, long time, looks like they're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Will the public stand for that?
I don't think they really will. First of all, they're not going to get rid of it. It's a staple of the brand. This is a vehicle. You know, when Dodge or when FCA were part of Daimler Chrysler, when that was one company, when they were part with Mercedes, they sort of shared a lot of platforms. This vehicle is built on an old E-Class platform, Mercedes E-Class, and it is bulletproof. There is no reason they get rid of it. Sales, they had their best year ever in 2018. But some hints in the new Charger and Challenger or in the new Charger that they showed recently, they showed pictures of the new one where they have a wide body that just came out. And interestingly enough, it has the number 2023 on the odometer, on other places in the vehicle. And people are working out, why is the number 2023 appearing everywhere? And that's because everybody thinks that that's the date we're going to see the new one come out. It's probably going to be built on a different platform. But this car is going to live forever. It's now outselling Camaro. The Challenger's outselling Camaro. The Charger's it's...
When I rent a car, I try to rent a Challenger. I just like driving them. They're a lot of fun. They make a lot of noise.
Yes, and you can have everything from, you know, like 400, mid-400 horsepower or 300 horsepower all the way up to 800 horsepower in these vehicles.
Crazy.
So why wouldn't you? Why
exactly. Why are you going to Japan this week?
Tokyo Motor Show starts on Monday, and I'm going to get an inside look at what the Olympic venue is going to look like for 2020 and see some of the new cool transportation features. And it's rumored that the very first wheel in motor is going to be shown by Lexus. They actually have a car that's going to have four motors inside the wheels instead of under the hood.
Wow.
Technology. You could believe it. So I know. What they're going to show in Tokyo.
Who would have thunk it? All right, you're going to report to us next week about that. Nick Miles, his website is ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.